Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, Stat or Story time. Live looking at one listener during that interview.
Yeah.
Somebody
named Ben.
Somebody texted in and said, I'm a fat young, but I'll be anything she wants me to be.
She's taking applications for Belichick.
She
needs to complete the costume.
Apply online.
Can I go first?
Fire away. Go ahead.
Okay, your number.
Number
454.
454.
Ooh, 454.
454.
Is it the amount of rushing yards combined between Oregon and Penn State last season in the B1G title game?
Ooh.
Or is it the weight in kilograms male bears get just before they hibernate in Alaska, as it is Fat Bear Week?
That's awesome.
At Katmai National Park.
I could use a good hibernation right now. What about you guys?
That would be about
2 week hibernation.
Over 1,000 pounds.
Would you like to hibernate? Side note,
I could hibernate.
Do it?
Yeah, I could hibernate.
I don't know that I could.
If I told you, you have the ability
to hibernate,
how long are we talking? Full bear experience.
How long is the bear hibernation?
4 or 5 months.
They don't come out till like March.
They're out like half the year, right?
Yeah, I think it's like 5 months.
I couldn't do that. You give me like a week hibernation, I could do that for sure. Yeah.
Like if I told you you could stay asleep
just
if you chose to?
Just give me a week of sleep. Oh my God. Could you imagine how refreshed you would feel after a week straight of sleep?
Dude.
Put me in an induced coma. Just wake me up next Sunday. God, that would be incredible.
I have swag with a shaggy beard, hair everywhere. You're just going, what happened?
Where am I? I know Penn State ran for 297.
Mm.
I know that because Dan Lanning gave the quote on Monday.
That would be 157 of Ducks rushing.
I want to say the majority of their yards came through the air. I think Tez had like a 180. Kenyon Sadiq had some long catches.
Was there a big, long run? Was there a lot of scrambling?
I don't remember a lot of big runs in that game. I remember a lot of big completions.
Was there some Dylan Gabriel scrambles?
I'm going to go story. I think it's slightly less than that. I think Oregon ran the ball fine, but not like 150, I guess, is a good game, but I'm going to go story. Give me story.
I'm going to say stat. I don't think the Bears get quite that big.
Okay. In order in the answers in which I got, except Dirt's logic was backwards.
They ran for more than that.
493 total yards on the ground.
We almost had two Bills on the ground then.
We did. It was an amazing running performance by both teams.
Yeah, that's a lot of rushing.
No defensive rush defense was seen in that game.
No.
No, it is a story. And yes, indeed, they get 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
That's the kilogram conversion rate there. It's a very interesting thing that this park in Alaska does. This national park will have a live watch party, and you can have bear cam. You've probably seen the video before. There's a big little water, not big, there's a little waterfall, and there's fish jumping. More so this year than ever before, the salmon run is massive. And so right now, people can go online.
Super fat bears.
And you can vote on which bear will become the fattest looking because they can't actually measure the weight of the bear because they would die. And it's a pretty fun. I went to the cam yesterday and there was a bear just lounging, gnawing on a fish.
It's hanging out.
And I'm
like, DraftKings have some odds on this.
No, but they actually pick somebody who chooses at random.
Oh, they're yagging on a bone.
And so they keep track of the cubs, they number them, and they name the ones that have been around the longest. And it's Fat Bear Week as they consume all their salmon before they hibernate.
Well, good.
Okay.
Save some for us, please.
Yeah, I'll take a little bit of that salmon, but I would love a hibernation. I'm all in on that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Swag, you want to go?
Sure. Your number is 6.
6.
Is it the number of Mariners on this year's team that just clinched that were on the 2022 postseason roster? Or, you got it?
No, I'm just counting. Yeah.
Counting in your head. Yeah.
Counting my head.
Or is it the age in months of a New Zealand snail? That may not be able to procreate because of a genetic anomaly. His shell is coiled in the opposite direction. Oh. It is a 1 in 40,000.
This poor bastard.
Anomaly.
Poor guy. He wants to have kids.
Can he survive and be okay?
He can survive, but may not be able to mate because when the snails match things up, your shells have to be coiled in the same direction in order for things to get where they need to get.
Dirt's over here like, why didn't my shell grow backwards?
Dude, give me my shell. Yeah.
He loves Teddy ball game. I'm just joking.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to go story here.
I feel like it's got to be more than that, right? Because Cal Raleigh was on the team. Julio was on the team.
Gilbert. Gilbert.
Castillo. Yeah. Crawford.
Damn.
Yeah, we got fruit flies in here.
Fruit fly in my face.
Was Suarez there on that playoff team? Because I know they had him and they lost him and now he's back. Was he on that team?
I know he's in 23.
Okay. They had to have a handful of pitchers. I know they had Castillo. Yeah, I think you mentioned Castillo. It had to be. Give me story. Story.
I'm going stat.
No.
What did I say originally?
You said story originally.
I'll go story, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Is our logic correct?
It is correct. There were eight.
Eight.
Yeah.
Matt Brash, Luis Castillo, George Kirby, Logan Gilbert were the pitchers.
Yep.
You had J.P. Crawford.
Yep.
You had Eugenio Suarez. So he has yet to go. Yep.
He hasn't done squats
Julio
since coming
Rodriguez
over, has he?
Julio Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh. There were eight that were on
He's hitting .189, I think, in Seattle this year.
He's got 47 dingers, though, doesn't he?
How many of them came in Arizona, though?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think he's been very good. But anyways,
So this is from Wellington, New Zealand. Ned the Snail is looking for love. This is from the AP. Discovered in somebody's garden. And they have since been brought in and made a nice little, in a nice little aquarium or whatever. And
whatever
hanging out
lives
eating
in
lettuce. But the shell coils to the left, not the right, making him 1 in 40,000 snails whose reproductive organs don't line up with the rest of their species, so they must find another lefty snail. They have taken and put up whatever Tinder is for snails, looking for a possible mate. The problem is Takes them a while to swipe.
It does, yeah. That's they don't swipe. They send snail mail.
That's right.
Exactly. The other problem is there are very specific, detailed, and restrictive laws in New Zealand about outside things coming in, biological things.
Yeah, keep them off the island.
So they're trying to find one in New Zealand and have been unsuccessful at this point.
So I would argue the snail community probably ends up hating Ned. One, he just became super viral and popular. Two, he's going to be on the cover of a magazine as a 50-year-old fox with no obligations in his life.
No.
And he's going to have zero child support.
Only 6 months. However, they're hopeful. Snails generally live up to 5 years. So they're hoping
that's all
they
the snails
have,
live, huh? They only got
they
5 years?
Have some time.
That's a pretty decent life.
I mean, I guess it is. I never had any frame of reference for how long a snail lives.
How long does a day feel for a snail?
Dude, it's
got
to feel like a century.
Right.
Because you're going an inch, a second. I mean, that takes a long time to get anywhere.
Think about
you're going.
5 years.
All right. My number today, your number, 66. 66.
Okay.
Is it the age of a man who always dreamed of being in the LSU marching band and upon retirement, did you see this story?
Damn it. Do you know the answer?
Don't guess. If you saw the story,
oh,
don't say
it here. If we find it, we find it.
No. Come on. You got to play the game.
No.
You guess first, and then he can give you the answer.
That's egregious.
66. Is it the age of a man who retired, but his dream was to always go be in a band, and now he's enrolled at LSU, and he's a part of their marching band? Or is it the longest passing completion for one Drew Aller 3 games into the season?
And he's faking it.
No, I saw the interview in College Game Day that our boy Marty Smith was doing with them as they walked across campus.
Marty party.
And so this is one of those ones where it's going to be off
by like a year or two.
And I'm trying to remember. I think he was 67.
Oh, God. Okay, I want you to answer
first.
I will
go stat.
Okay. So the longest pass Aller's had?
Longest complete. Not like through the air, but just total completion. 66-yard completion.
You know what? I think you're doing a reverse thing here. I think you want me to think he's gone longer. And you're going to say
it's all
he gone
Princess
shorter.
Bride right
42
now.
Is his longest. I'm going
story.
Story.
Okay. So swag first. You said stat.
Yeah. No, you're 66. All right.
Yeah. Is my logic
he
right?
He is 66. The longest completion for Drew Aller 3 games into the season, 42 yards.
Dude. Oh, my God.
They only have one over 30.
And that's the only one
over 30.
That was a random guess.
To Devontae Ross at a 42-yard reception. No, the name of the man, if you haven't seen the hit on Game Day, it's great. His name is Kent Broussard is his name. Some of the quotes in this are just for, like, everybody should follow this guy. So he's 66 years old. He retired. And he's like, I wanted to do something with my life. My wife calls it the fourth quarter of life. I didn't want to just sit around and watch Netflix until I die. I wanted to do something. And he said, ever since I grew up as a kid, I always dreamed of playing in a band. He used to buy the LPs of the LSU marching band. He's a local Louisiana guy. I think he was born in Lafayette. And he used to buy the records, the LP records of their marching band and play them and walk around. And he was always into band music and that. And so his wife was like, you've always had this passion. Why don't you're retired. You got time on your hands. Go back to school. And so he enrolled at LSU. He's taking classes. Mm-hmm. And you can find pictures and videos of him. He's just a 66-year-old guy out there playing in the LSU marching band.
Playing the sousaphone,
walking around on the field. And it's a good reminder of life doesn't have to end at retirement. He's having fun. He's having a blast. Yeah. He's enrolled in classes with a bunch of 18 and 19 and 20-year-old kids, just having the time of his life. So I wanted to give a Kent Broussard round of applause.
Now,
he had not played an instrument in 45 years. That's how long it had been, but he played them when he was a kid. He has since picked up the instruments. He made the band, and here he is in the LSU marching band.
Are we going to see Swag hit a midlife late crisis of, I want to be in the LSU marching band?
This is
band.
Something that I could see you doing upon retirement.
I was like, why don't I just go start seeing if I remember how to play it?
You should. Why don't you? When was the last time you picked up a trombone?
Oh. When he had to pull the condom out of it after he gave the instrument to his nephew.
I actually attempted to play. It's got to be 30-plus years.
30-plus years. Yeah.
How long would it take you to get back into the swing?
That's what I'm curious about, how much of it would come back to me quickly.
It is funny how when you grow up, the things that sometimes your parents make you want to do that you like as a kid are like, I want nothing to do with this. And now later in life, you're like, God, that would
have been. No, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Piano lessons,
being in the jazz band was a blast. I had great time doing that, and I'd still love that music. And yeah, I see it, and I was like, there's no reason I couldn't do that.
A language and an instrument, the two things I didn't pay attention to as a kid, and I wish I would have.
Yes, it'd be nice to know how to speak another language.
Well, my nephew taught himself how to play the guitar, like literally just listens and he can copy. He's pretty solid, man. Yeah. He'll just bust it out now, and I'm like
strumming along, jamming out.
That's I'm jealous. Badass. He's got a little band.
There you go. Sadder Story every Wednesday at 9:15.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.